The FAA is behind schedule and headed for overruns on next-gen ATC. Flight attendants want to rebuild the profession. And Maine may repeal an unfriendly tax. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, January 6th, 2010. An official in the U.S. Department of Transportation says the FAA is falling behind on something called ERAM, for En Route Automation Modernization, and on track for cost overruns of as much as $500 million. In a letter to the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, DOT Inspector General Calvin Scovell says the FAA has already spent $1.8 billion of its $2.1 billion budget for the radar-based system designed to track high-altitude flights. When the system was tested in Salt Lake City in March of last year, the program's projected rollout date of December 2010 was shelved because testing discovered more than 200 issues with ERAM. Now, Scovell says the FAA will require an additional $70 million this year to correct problems with the system, not including the cost to complete the program as originally planned. Delays in implementing ERAM will force FAA to sustain aging equipment longer than planned and retrain controllers so they're familiar with both the legacy system and ERAM. Scovell adds the current problems with ERAM are disconcerting since the system passed testing at the FAA's technical center and achieved government acceptance. New leadership took over at the Association of Flight Attendants CWA on January 1st, and a priority will be rebuilding the profession. New President Veda Shook says many contracts were decimated post-9/11 as carriers faced bankruptcy. Quote, "We will work to rebuild the flight attendant profession as a good career by negotiating new standards in pay, benefits, and working conditions. Now, as the industry is experiencing a phenomenal resurgence, it is our time to advance our careers. We will also promote the flight attendant profession by taking every opportunity to seek recognition and respect for flight attendants. We are first responders. We are a key link in the safety, security, and success of commercial aviation. And it's time for that to be recognized by the public, by lawmakers, and by airline management. We will raise flight attendant standards across the board." Unquote. Shook has been a flight attendant at Alaska Airlines for nearly 20 years. Her VP, Sarah Nelson, and Secretary Treasurer, Kevin Cragen, have been United flight attendants for 14 and 32 years, respectively. A tax law in Maine that's like the one Florida used to have punishes visitors who stay in the state with their aircraft more than 20 days with a use tax of 5% of the craft's value. Well, that tax could be headed for repeal. The new push comes in part because Maine is trying to redevelop the former NAS Brunswick, and the tax is seen as unfriendly. Embry-Riddle has already backed out as a tenant, and even Kestrel, which plans to make its home at the former base, reportedly hangars its own prototype 75 miles away over the border in Brunswick, New Hampshire. The bill to repeal the tax is bipartisan, coming from Republican Senate President Kevin Ray and Democrat Stan Gerzofsky, who represents Brunswick. Gerzofsky says there's a big black star over Maine for business considering relocation there. The Midcoast Regional Redevelopment Authority, which is charged with revitalizing the former Naval Air Station, hopes to attract aircraft maintenance companies and has endorsed the repeal of the tax. Up next on ANN, SkyWest orders four CRJs. The STOVL variant of the F-135 engine is reporting for duty. And cussing on board Navy ships? Who knew? You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 6th. I'm Paul Plack. Captain Owen Honors had his temporary suspension of his duties as commanding officer of the U.S. Enterprise made permanent this week, officially for demonstrating poor judgment while serving as the ship's executive officer. Admiral John C. Harvey Jr., commander of U.S. Fleet Forces Command, made the announcement. Quote, "While Captain Honor's performance has been without incident, his profound lack of good judgment and professionalism while previously serving as executive officer on Enterprise calls into question his character and completely undermines his credibility to continue to serve effectively in command," unquote. The assessment appears driven by the leaking of the video to a newspaper in Virginia and the resulting embarrassment to the U.S. Navy. But the Navy knew about the videos made 4 years ago, and they were apparently not considered a problem when Honors was being promoted to CO. Somehow they now suddenly show a profound lack of good judgment? Honors has been assigned to administrative desk duty in Norfolk, and while he's not expected to be discharged from the Navy, there's little chance he'll be promoted further. There's no question the videos were in poor taste, politically incorrect, and certainly a liability as Don't Ask, Don't Tell winds down. But all this has a very ex post facto feel to it. A regional carrier in Utah has placed a firm order for 4 CRJ-700 next-gen airliners. Bombardier Aerospace and SkyWest announced the order on Tuesday. The aircraft will be flown by SkyWest under the Delta Connection banner in a dual-class configuration with 65 seats. Based on the list price of the CRJ-700, the contract is valued at about $148 million. Pratt & Whitney says the short takeoff vertical landing variant of the F-135 engine has achieved initial service release, meaning it's now certified as the production configuration and cleared for flight in the Lockheed Martin F-35B stealth fighter. The company points out that the F-135 is in production and is the only engine powering the F-35 flight test program today, logging 540 flight tests and more than 750 flight test hours so far. To date, Pratt & Whitney has delivered 12 production F-135 engines. Still ahead, EAA clarifies how it responds to rulemaking. Pilatus names a new VP of marketing. And a new printer works with the 767 or your EFB. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, January 6th. I'm Paul Plagg. In Monday's guest analysis piece on ANN, regarding the FAA's notice of proposed rulemaking to require photos on all U.S. pilot certificates, CFI David Hadow commented there was a conspicuous absence of comment from our alphabet groups. Quote, EAA didn't comment, AOPA didn't comment, nor ALPA, nor SAFE. If we don't say anything, we're going to get a system that costs $210.35 every time a pilot certificate, flight instructor certificate, or ground instructor certificate needs to be issued. If that's what we want, fine, unquote. Well, the Experimental Aircraft Association's media guy, Dick Nepinski, has commented on that criticism. He notes that depending on the issue and the proposal, EAA evaluates the best strategy, which may involve contacting members to comment directly, or commenting on behalf of the organization as a whole. He notes the deadline on this one is until February 17th. Quote, "The final draft of comments is typically completed about a week before the deadline date. FAA or other federal agencies do not weigh comments as to the date submitted. I'm estimating that our comments would be submitted to FAA sometime after Feb 10, unquote. Find Dick's full reply, dated January 5th, and the original analysis by David, dated the 3rd, at aero-news.net. Pilatus Business Aircraft has announced the appointment of Charles D. Mayer as VP of Marketing for the Americas. CEO Thomas Bossard commented, quote, "Charles is a great addition to our leadership team, and we are excited to benefit from his expert marketing strategies and keen eye for identifying opportunities that further advance our product and service offerings," unquote. Mayer was VP of Marketing for Hawker Beechcraft, where he relaunched the brands worldwide and won numerous awards for marketing effectiveness and creativity. Earlier, he was Director of Marketing for Ferrari Maserati North America, helped rebrand Cadillac as Senior VP with Darcy Advertising, and led marketing communications and brand strategy for Jaguar Cars North America. Mayer holds a bachelor's in advertising and PR from SMU. And the Test and Measurement Product Group of Astromed says it's been awarded an STC to retrofit its Tough Rider 4 flight deck printer into Boeing 767-200, 300, and 300F series aircraft. The required modifications and approval flights were completed by Delta Engineering, headquartered in Newcastle, Delaware, which obtained the STC. The Tough Rider 4 can connect using either ARINC 429 or Ethernet ports to aircraft systems and electronic flight bags. It offers up to 300 by 600 DPI for clear printouts of weather maps, approach plates, electronic charts, and other graphics. It can also print at up to 5 seconds per page in text mode to give 767 pilots immediate access to critical ACARS messages. It weighs only 12 pounds. And it's a thermal printer, which means you'll never hear,
"Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain. Does anyone happen to have an ink cartridge in your carry-on?"
That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my talk with former EAA-er Earl Lawrence about how the FAA is making training tough for some of us. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.